My name is Gillian Snowden.
And I'm Tarun Durga.
And have you used this space at all?
Yeah, we have just moved into the space. Tarun and I are part of the MADS Collective, which is a group from such as St. Martin's MA Design Studies.
You have the space upstairs.
Yeah absolutely. So what links our group is narrative and identity within the community, and also the collaborative process. So that is what our collective is about. So the space is absolutely perfect for us, and offers great opportunities with working together and also with everyone else in the space.
So you've just moved in like this past week, or have you been in for a little bit?
We kind of moved in over the weekend.
Literally just moved in.
Yeah. Fair enough. So I won't ask you how you found it yet. But how has it been then, from the university side, to be getting involved? I mean, has there been anything that's... Obviously, you've got to align everything you're doing within the framework of your degree, but how have you found it with your tutors? Are they quite flexible for you to be cross-collaborating?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that the space or anything has done anything but enhance the possibilities of our projects. And I think that the ethos of this space is completely in line with the ethos of our projects. And our projects always involve collaboration, and the space really just enhances it and gives us great opportunity to develop it better.
And your collaboration has been throughout St. Martin's predominantly for this.
Yeah, we each of us, as I was saying, have something that unites us. But we're all looking at things through different points of view and looking at different things. For example, I'm looking at architecture, and Tarun's looking at
storytelling. We have somebody else who's looking at visual narratives, and we have two people looking at creative collaboration and how they work.
You're all doing different degrees.
We're doing the same degree. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the degree?
It's MA in Design Studies. So it's quite broad. It allows us the flexibility to develop in whatever way we want. So it's great. There's a lot of possibilities, and there's no one saying no to anything. You know, everything is open.
So what plans do you have for the next few weeks?
The next few weeks, setting up here, I want to use the studio as kind of a living development of my project. So I want to literally chart the progress of my project, working with people within the architectural world on the walls, that we can all learn from. And I think that we'll all do something quite similar, so that we can all learn from each other. So using the space as a base, a hub, for the future progression of a project.
What plans do you have for the next few weeks here?
Well, other than going on a short vacation, what I'm going to be doing here is, my plan is to like eventually go out onto the streets and tell stories to people. So I'm going to be testing my stories up here, getting in a bunch of people, and I'm going to be charting stories to map identity, seeing what connections work well.
Sounds exciting. Good luck.